is a drifter and a driller.
Yeah, man. BC, the chauffeur, requested The Highwaymen. Desperado was waiting for a train.
Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday.
Vic, you happy about that one, pal?
I got that one at home. Oh, yeah.
You got to love the Highwaymen. Just cool dudes are what they are. So, all right. Well, thank you, BC, the chauffeur. Who do you think BC is chauffeuring at 3 o'clock in the morning? Anybody? Willie Nelson, perhaps. Trying to score some weed. Hey, it's Nick DiGiulio, everybody. Coming up in a little bit, Esmeralda are going to go head to Esmeralda and I are going to go head to head on VH1 Pop-Up Video Board Game Edition. Dan, you're going to be the MC. We'll have to describe what the game sort of looks like at some point. There's a magic TV that you slide the card into to see the pop-up answers for the questions. The technology involved here is pretty stunning.
It's amazing.
It is. So we'll do that a little bit later on. Pop-up video trivia game, which I'm such a jerk. I forgot the woman's name who gave it to me. She listens on podcasts. She listens to the podcast. So you're listening to this podcast right now. First of all, welcome to the future. Please send something on my Facebook page to let me know how I can give you full acknowledgement. She's been to like 800 of my film club screenings. Anyway, she was at Raiders last night and gave me this. So we'll do that a little bit later on. I have some more food stories to share. I don't know if you heard about this, Esmeralda. Remember we were talking about Taco Bell? You know, we were talking about things that everybody hates, but you love.
Right.
Well, you don't love Taco Bell, but
no.
Lots of people do. And your reasoning is absolutely good reasoning. I mean, why would you go to Taco Bell when Chicago has some really great, genuine Mexican places that you can go to almost 24 hours a day? So, and I understand that. And my defense of Taco Bell is that it's not Mexican food. I don't know what the hell it is, but it's good. So I am not dumb enough to think that Mexican food is served at Taco Bell. But Taco Bell's good. Now, are you ready for another bastardization of Mexican food?
Oh, boy.
Easy.
What?
I don't think it's a bastardization. I think it sounds awesome.
Oh, no. I you know what? Dan, I would eat the hell out of this thing I'm about to describe. Again, though, not really, not at all, not even remotely close to Mexican food. But it's a concoction that I would shovel into my face for 3 hours straight. So don't get me wrong, Dan. It sounds awesome. It's Burger King's Whopperito. And it's exactly what you think it is. What do you think it is, Esmeralda? When I say Burger King has developed a Whopperito.
Is it Whopper bread formed into a burrito with Whopper stuff inside?
It's essentially a Whopper. It's a burrito filled with Whopper ingredients. And I don't know, have you seen their Whopper hot dog?
Yes.
It's a hot dog with all the toppings of a Whopper on it. So, which means it's wrong because ketchup's on a Whopper. So, right there, that's wrong. But anyway, here we go. Burger King unveils its Whopperito. When is a burger not a burger? When it's swaddled in a soft flour tortilla. That's when, in case you were wondering. A new item from Burger King has the internet sizzling after... It has the internet sizzling? Is that what the Whopperito, the Whopperito is causing the internet to sizzle? We might want to get Nick Burns, your company's computer guy. Boy, I just made a late 90s Saturday Night Live reference that nobody got. Does anybody remember Nick Burns, your company's computer guy? Nobody remembers that? Esmeralda, you don't remember Nick Burns, your company's computer guy?
No.
Vic?
No. Mm-mm.
Dan?
Was that different from the copy guy?
Yes, it's different from the copy guy. It's the and he had, there was a jingle too. It's Nick Burns. Burns, your company's computer guy.
This was I vaguely remember that.
This is a very popular reoccurring character, I might add, in the late 90s and early 2000s. I bet you can, Dan, look up Nick Burns, see if we can play the theme. Nick Burns, your company's computer guy. Should I explain what it is? It's a Jimmy Fallon character. Jimmy Fallon played Nick Burns, and he was like a, he had a really terrible, goofy mustache, and he was a nerd with a lisp, and he had a really bad, like, cheesy mustache. He dressed bad. He had high water pants on. He wore his pants very high. He had, like, six beepers on him. And he was the tech guy. He was the guy who, if you couldn't fix your iMac, which was at the time, that's what people had, he would come in and make fun of you. He would mock you because you didn't know how to run your computer. And then, like, he would always say, move! And you would move out of the way so he could sit down and get on the keyboard and fix it in 2 seconds when it was taking you 5 hours to figure out what was going on. But his catchphrase was, move! And then at the end of each segment, of each bit that they did, you know, after he'd embarrassed and made fun of everybody in the room who didn't know what was happening with their computer, he'd walk out and go, you're welcome! And then there would be a freeze frame on him, and then they would play, he's Nick Burns, your company's computer guy. I can't believe you guys don't remember Nick Burns, your company's computer guy. That's one of my favorite things Jimmy Fallon ever did on the show. Dan, is there any Nick Burns available that we can hear a little of?
Already sitting there.
Yeah, shut up. The hell is wrong with this thing?
Oh, hey, look, everybody, the great computer guy.
Jennifer Aniston.
What's wrong?
I'll figure it out. Just trust me. I'll do it right here.
Oh, yeah? What's the matter there, wizard? Your new program not working?
It's not the program. Don't say that.
No, no, it's not. Are you sure?
I just have to check the recent applications. Mm. Did you install a Dilbert screensaver?
Yeah, I love Dilbert.
Well, you already have flying toasters on there. There was a conflict. That's what's causing your computer to crash. Not our software. Damn, I'm good.
Well, I didn't know you couldn't have two screensavers.
Obviously, that's why our system is corrupted here. Problem solved. Also, those goofs over the organizational development. They need me over there. They make you guys look like brainiacs. I'm out of here. Oh, by the way, you're welcome.
Genius. And every episode was exactly the same. Like, he'd come in, he'd make fun. Well, first of all, he would always make fun of Horatio Sanz. Like, something about, why don't you go and eat more donuts? Or so he'd make something, some joke about Horatio Sanz being fat. He'd make fun of everybody, and then someone would get a one-up on him, like Jennifer Aniston started to make fun of him, and then again, he'd win at the end. But the best one is when Jackie Chan was his assistant. Jackie Chan came in. Jackie Chan would join Nick Burns in making fun of the people. And I believe every episode they did it, it was all IMAX. In that episode, Dan, was it all IMAX?
It does not show if it was.
Because because I used to have an iMac. Do you remember the IMAX with the big round sort of body, and they came in different. Well, I had raspberry. I had the raspberry iMac. Remember the commercials? Jeff Goldblum used to do the commercials. I remember they were on when I first started watching Felicity. That's when I ordered one. That's when I ordered an iMac. Yeah. So, yeah, late 90s, everybody. So anyway, that's Nick Burns. How did that come up? Oh, because the internet is sizzling. That's right. See, that's why we should call Nick Burns. If your internet is sizzling, you need to call Nick Burns, your company's computer guy. So Burger King has the Whopperito. They are selling it to customers in restaurants around Hermitage, Pennsylvania, Warren, Ohio, and select locations in Texas. Why not here? Come on. Taste testers have reported back to the internet that the hybrid includes all the elements of a wafer. Wafer? That's a new item that they've just introduced, the wafer. It's a Whopper served on waffles. The wafer. Hey, that's actually not a bad idea.
I'd eat that.
So would I. Instead of a bun, a couple of waffles. Wow, I think I've just I should copyright that. Anyway, it's flame grilled beef, cheese, tomatoes, lettuce, mayo, ketchup, pickles, and diced onions, disassembled, spiced up, and it's to resemble more in a more portable format. Food site Eater called the concoction a sign of the apocalypse, and Mashable termed it a monstrosity. No one will ever be able to get their hands on the deconstructed delicacy, however. The Whopperito is a regional product being sold by a franchise on a local level only, Burger King told NBC News in an email, adding that there are no plans currently for the Whopperito to be rolled out nationwide.
All right.
Esmeralda, you'd eat that, right?
Mm.
You wouldn't eat it?
The Whopperito or the Wafferito?
Well, since the Wafferito is just a figment of my imagination, I'm asking you about the Whopperito.
I don't. You know what? Wait. So is it in? It's a flour tortilla. I'm assuming
it's a flour tortilla. It's wrapped
really
in
like
a
flour tortillas. I don't think
I don't think you have the option for a corn tortilla.
Well, I would. I usually like if I go to Chipotle, I get a burrito bowl.
Oh, I see. So I don't know. Maybe you can request to have the deconstructed Whopper in a bowl.
Then again, I don't really eat hamburgers from fast food joints.
Really?
I'll get a chicken sandwich instead.
Okay. What if they had the chicken-rito?
Sure.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Whopperito, everybody. And we can't get it, and I'm angry. All right. We have to take a quick break here on WGN. A couple more food stories, and then Esmeralda and I are going to face off in the pop-up video trivia game. All right? It's right here on WGN. Wildcard Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Yeah. Oh. Morning, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Yeah, it's Wild Card Wednesday, all right. Wild Card Wednesday. I've never heard of this before in my life. 815 area code requested Lights Out by Broadcast. Yeah, anybody? You guys are my connection to youth.
We got some hip listeners.
Lights Out by Broadcast. Any information on who Broadcast is, Dan?
I am unfamiliar, but I'm searching.
When I hear Lights Out, I think UFO. I mean, please. I don't think anybody should have a song named Lights Out except for UFO. But Broadcast, evidently, a group with a female, sounded to me like a female lead singer.
You are correct. An indie electronic band formed in Birmingham, England, with Trish Keenan on vocals, formed in 1995.
Wow, 20 years ago. Broadcast, and they're English. Okay. All right, that's Lights Out by Broadcast. Now, Esmeralda, if you go to a fast food joint, you just said that you don't really order burgers.
Yeah, you okay. Get chicken nuggets.
Is there, for each fast food place, is there a regular order that you get? Is it, you know, like when you go to McDonald's, is there a certain thing that you get?
Yeah, it's usually the nuggets.
The nugget meal?
Yeah. Or now that they do breakfast all day.
Yeah.
A sausage, egg and cheese on a biscuit.
Okay. Sausage, egg and cheese on the biscuit.
With two hash browns.
Because
one is a walk-in hash brown.
Oh, I see. You actually have a name for it.
Well, because I usually get it to go.
Right. So you eat them hash brown while you're walking.
Yep.
Like Christopher walking.
Yes. And then the other one's for the actual meal.
For the actual sitting.
Yes.
One is the walking.
One is the sitting.
One is the
brown.
Sitting hash brown. Okay. Does it matter which one? Do you go, that one looks like I should walk with this one? While the other one, that looks more like a sitting hash brown.
I just stick my hand in the bag.
Of course, because all hash browns are the same.
I would hope so.
Well, here, according to Thrillist.com, they have a person here who they have different people, editors and writers at Thrillist, giving us what they think is the correct order for each fast food place. So let's see if we agree. Ben Robinson, who is an editorial director at Thrillist, says that if you go to Wendy's, order the Baconator, 5-piece chicken nugget, and a chocolate Frosty, no fries.
What? You need fries to dip into the Frosty.
He apparently thinks not. And I'm not a real big fry guy. I don't like French fries that much. I really don't. And if I could opt for a different, Like every once in a while, if I don't go to as many fast food places as I used to,
well,
but
Wendy's you can.
You can what?
You can get chili.
Right.
Side salad.
Side salad. I'm not gonna. Yeah.
I mean, will say their fries are no good.
Wendy's?
Yeah.
Too salty.
No, they're just like, I don't know. I like them crispy.
Okay.
And these are not.
The only fries that I like, fast food fries that I like, actually, are White Castle. I like the crinkly White Castle fries.
Those are good, yeah.
So that's what you think he thinks you should get. 5-piece nugget, Baconator, and a chocolate Frosty. All right, and let's see. Who contributed this next one? It's a different person who works for Thrillist says, when you go to Culver's. Now, I never get to go to Culver's.
Yeah, I've never been.
Oh, I have. I've been to Culver's. I love Culver's. It's good. But it's just that isn't there one, Dan, didn't one open in the city? Oh, yeah. No. I know a Sonic opened in Uptown.
Yes.
About a year ago.
Yeah, I just went there.
Yeah. Sonic is great, but
I'd never been. I haven't eaten there yet. I had a cherry limeade. Delicious.
Okay. No, Sonic is good. It is good. And there's one in Uptown now. Actually, in fact, like right next to the McDonald's in Uptown.
Yeah.
Dan?
Apparently, Culver's is trying to establish a location in Lincolnwood, but the residents are not happy. Or at least the condo nearby is protesting the...
Oh, is it going to be a 24-hour like drive-through thing?
It doesn't. Let me see if I can.
Because that would be the only reason to protest. Why would you protest a Culver's opening up near a condo, unless it's like going to be a 24-hour drive-through, and that means drunks, you know, 4 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday driving around getting Culver burgers.
There's also a story from the Tribune that in 2014 they were going to open one in the Wrigleyville area at 3500 North Clark.
Jeez, that is right. That's right, at Wrigley Field. Well, now that block is gone, basically. So that's the...
Yeah, that might not have happened.
Yeah, that block is going to be demolished. This summer, they're going to demolish it.
Going back to the original story, the residents of the condo are concerned about the business impacting traffic flow along Toohey Avenue.
Okay. I guess I can... Yeah. All right. But there's a lot of food places there on Toohey in that area. There's a ton of food places there. I don't know what the difference is. Well, anyway, they say if you go to Culver's, you get the cheddar butter burger, Wisconsin cheese curds, and a root beer float. That's the perfect order when you go to Culver's. And I have to say, I've never had a root beer float there, but I get the cheddar butter burger and the Wisconsin cheese curds when I go to Culver. I'm just not a big like root beer float guy, but that's the correct thing to get is the cheddar butter burger and the Wisconsin cheese curds. They're good. You know, the last time I had Culver's, Dan...
What's that?
When we were coming back from that road trip I went on to St. Louis, remember the bus trip where I hosted it and all a bunch of listeners went? We went to St. Louis. On the way back from St. Louis, the bus stopped at a Culver's. That's nice. The last time. That was December 2013. That's the last time I had Culver's. Damn it! All right, we got a break. We got more fast food stories, and then Esmeralda are going to go head-to-head on pop-up video, the trivia game. That's all coming up right here on WGN. Wow. Wild Card Wednesday, man. You never know what you're going to get because it's Wild Cards on Wednesday. Wild Card Wednesday. Alan requested That Thing You Do by The Wonders, a fictional band from the movie That Thing You Do, directed by the Tom Hanks.
I like that movie.
I do, too.
A great movie.
Yeah.
Catchy song too.
I remember when it came out, it wasn't really well received. They were like, "Eh," but that's one of those movies. See if you guys agree with me or not. That's one of those movies. If it's on cable, that's it. I drop the remote. I watch it.
Agreed.
Yeah. And you gotta love the Steve Zahn.
He has some of the best like one-liners in that movie.
I know, he's awesome. He's great. Tom Hanks did a good job directing that. What did he direct anything else? I believe he directed a couple of them space miniseries episodes, To the Space and Back or To the Moon When I'm Going, that he produced. And did he direct Band of Brothers? I don't know if he directed it, but I think he directed one of the Let's Go to Space and Enjoy It, the HBO miniseries.
I want to watch that one.
Let's Go to Space and Enjoy It? Yeah. That was a good, but that was a, see, yeah, I think he did. I'm not really sure. I don't know if he's ever directed another feature. I know he did. I don't think he's directed another movie besides That Thing You Do, the Tom Hanks. So, all right. Hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. Coming up, Esmeralda and I are going to go head-to-head in the battle of the board game, VH1's pop-up video trivia game.
Tom Hanks listed 8 director credits.
Ooh.
A Tales from the Crypt episode.
Wow.
An episode of the TV series of A League of Their Own.
What?
Yeah.
What?
An episode of Fallen Angels. The TV movie Vault of Horror. That Thing You Do. The aforementioned From the Earth to the Moon.
Oh, he did do Let's Go to the Space and Enjoy It.
Right. He did do one episode of Band of Brothers.
Okay.
And Larry Crown.
Oh, God, that's right. I totally forgot about that movie. Oh. That movie was brutal. Esmeralda, did you ever see that movie? He's riding around on mopeds and stuff with Julia Roberts. Right? No. Julia Roberts is in that movie, right? Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
He goes
that.
Back to school, and Julia Roberts is the teacher, the instructor, and he's all on mopeds. That's the only thing I remember. I saw that movie. I remember him on a moped with Julia Roberts, and she's a teacher. And he shows up. She wants the class canceled, but he shows up, and there's enough people. There's a minimum amount of people where she has to teach the class. Because he shows up late. She's ready to go, oh, good, I don't need to teach this class to these idiots. And then Hank shows up with his moped.
What an awful teacher.
It was like one of those adult education, you know, course things.
Still, they paid the money. She's like, ah, I hate these people.
Yeah. Well, that was one of the life lessons that Larry Crown taught her.
To not be a jerk.
That's
and do
right.
Your job.
That's right. When you meet Larry Crown and his moped, everything in your life changes. I remember can you look up the release date on that movie? Because I'm trying to figure out, is 2011? Because I'm trying to figure out when it came out, because I had seen it and it was awful. But I want to say that it was the Harry Potter, one of the Harry Potter movies. Like the I think it was the first part of Deathly Hallows.
Released July 1st, 2011.
Okay, so no, it was something else then. July 1st, 2011. So it was a different, yeah, it might have been the first part of the Deathly Hallows, I believe, came out in July of 2011, because I was doing, at the time, we were rehearsing the first production of Black and Blue. And me and all of the female cast members, all three of the female cast members, went to the midnight show of the Harry Potter movie, because nobody else in the cast, everybody else was like, you guys are dumb. And it was me and the three chicks in the show who were all excited to go see the Harry Potter movie.
I thought you were going to say the midnight showing of Larry Crown.
No, like, no, but wow. Here's the story. Right. Here's how it worked out, though. The reason I bring that up is because we went to the Davis, because I knew and still know the managers and stuff at the Davis and could get in for nothing. And they let us in early, so we can get a good seat for the Harry Potter, because there was a line around the block and they had, you know, pre-sold tickets and all that stuff. So they were like, we could bypass the line and go in. The only problem was we had to watch the last 20 minutes of Larry Crown, because that was playing in the theater beforehand. So us to get there early enough to get really good seats and camp out, we had to watch the last 20 minutes of that damn movie. So I saw it 2 1/3 times.
Apparently written by
Or
Tom
one
Hanks.
And a third time. It was all Hanks. I totally forgot
and
about that movie.
Nia Vardalos.
Oh,
which God. Makes sense.
So, anyway.
And Deathly Hallows Part 2 was July 15th, 2011.
Oh, so it was Part 2. Yeah. It was the Oh, so it was November and then July they released right. it. Okay. Okay. And I remember us being very excited because, well, that was the end of the Harry Potter. Why? How would you not be excited about that? I can't believe the rest of my cast are a bunch of jerks in Black and Blue, that they wouldn't be excited to see the end of Harry Potter. You kidding me? It's 10 years of films right there, man. Please. Okay. Now, before we get to the pop-up video, we have more of the opinions of Thrillist.com telling us what is the perfect order for every fast food place. All right, Dairy Queen. You ever eat at Dairy Queen, Esmeralda?
I don't think I've ever had actual food there.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. Here's what they say you need to get. The perfect thing at Dairy Queen. The four-piece chicken strip basket and a Heath Blizzard.
I'll go with the Dilly Bar.
Oh, you like the Dilly Bar, do you?
Yeah, dipped in the red. What is that, cherry?
I would imagine.
It's wonderful.
Okay. All right, so the person who is choosing what to get at McDonald's evidently is very, very hungry. So this is what they say that you should get. This is the perfect order from McDonald's. But I guess it's if you haven't eaten in 6 days. The order is a Big Mac value meal, one cheeseburger, a four-piece chicken McNugget, and a high-C orange lava burst. That's a lot of food.
Wait, no fries? Wait,
you get it fries, comes with right? a value, value meal. Meal. Yeah, when you get a Big Mac value meal, you get fries and a drink. So you also get he also wants you to get a cheeseburger, a four-piece chicken McNugget, and the high-C orange lava burst.
That's not that much.
That's a lot of food.
I could kill that all.
I don't know. That's a lot of food, man. All right, KFC. The best thing that you can get at KFC is meal number two with the original recipe, but sub out the mashed potatoes for mac and cheese. I kind of like everything at KFC.
I haven't been to a KFC in years.
Yeah,
I am a Popeyes girl.
Yeah, I understand. I can totally understand that. I like KFC, though. I like KFC. Okay. Taco Bell, your favorite, Esmeralda. Here's what they say you should order. This is the perfect food to order at Taco Bell. Two beef fiery Doritos Locos Tacos Supreme, two chicken soft tacos, and two cheesy roll-ups.
You know, I would maybe get nachos from there.
From Taco Bell?
Yeah.
I always do nachos Bel Grande.
The nachos Bel Grande? Yeah.
Sounds not the worst.
I told you the story about how I went to a Taco Bell at Irving in California. It was like a Taco Bell slash KFC. And I went in, and I go, yeah, hi. And before I could even order, they go, hi, yeah, we're out of taco shells and lettuce. And I was like, what do you... Close.
You know, I will say.
Why are you open? What do you mean you're out of taco shells and lettuce?
I would maybe go to Taco Bell to get one of those crispy tacos. Because I haven't had one of those since probably middle school.
Well, that's what you got. I never get a soft taco when I go to Taco Bell.
And I do think Taco Bell on their breakfast menu has a item
a
that
waffle.
Is a waffle.
Yeah.
Yeah, with
it's
meat.
It's a waffle that's been shaped like a taco shell stuffed with eggs and cheese and sausage, I believe. It's called the waffle mater.
I don't know if I trust their eggs for some reason. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know.
You trust the other stuff at Taco Bell, but you have an issue with the eggs?
I don't know. Eggs can be funky.
Well, a lot of places don't even have real eggs.
That's true.
You know? McDonald's did. When I worked there, those were real eggs. I don't know if they still are. I assume they are. Sonic. Here's what you need to order when you go to Sonic. The supersonic bacon double cheeseburger with bacon. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that... Wait a second. Isn't that redundant?
Is that like you get extra bacon?
I guess that's like... It's like in Monty Python. I'll have spam, 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 spam. Sausage, eggs, bacon, and spam. Okay, so you get the supersonic bacon double cheeseburger with bacon. Chili cheese tots. And the cherry limeade.
Those chili cheese tots look disgusting.
Really?
This picture I'm looking at, but they're probably so good.
Oh, they're fantastic. They're fantastic. White Castle. Your perfect order at White Castle. A sack of 10 sliders, 8 cheeseburger, 2 chicken ring. So 8 cheeseburger sliders and 2 chicken rings.
I usually maybe get 5 sliders.
Yeah.
A thing of chicken rings,
mm-hmm.
fries, and a soda.
See, I go with 4. I go with 4 regular sliders, just the 4 regular White Castles. The fries, I get an order of the chicken rings. and that's it. But they say a sack of 10, 8 cheeseburger, 2 chicken ring, and a bottle of water. You worried about the liquid intake at White Castle?
See, I like to get soda at White Castle because they always have weird ones. Like they have the Grape Fanta.
Grape Fanta.
Mm-hmm. From the machines.
Okay. I don't drink pop, so I don't, you know. I had a ginger ale last night at the movie theater. That's it. That's as close as I get.
How does milk does it taste good with hamburgers?
I've had milk with hamburgers. I've ordered at fast food places. I get milk.
Just cows all covered.
I get the little cartons of milk. And every time I ask for milk, when I go to a fast food place and I ask for milk, they look at me like I'm nuts. What, do you have a kid in the car? No, it's for me. So, yeah, every part of the cow, man. The cheese, beef, hooves, all of it. Okay, we got a break here for the weather forecast. We'll come back and wrap up the perfect fast food orders at fast food restaurants, and then it's a round of pop-up video trivia game. First time out of the gate, we're going to try this and see what happens. Yeah, man. Wild Card Wednesday, man. Asia, baby. Diana requested Asia. Yeah. Asia rules. Esmeralda, are you familiar with Asia?
Yes.
Fantastic. I got to tell you, their first album came out in 1982. Every single person in high school had that album when I was in high school. You go to parties, hey, man, put on Asia. You want to get the party going, you put on some Asia and start busting furniture.
You must have had some wild parties.
Oh, it was crazy, man. Put the Asia on, and then the next thing you know, cops everywhere. We're being hauled into prison because Asia made us go nuts. All right, we got some texts coming in as we were talking about the perfect order at your fast food restaurante of choice. And again, it's a Wild Card Wednesday, 312-981-7200. Okay, Jill says, Culver's has great cod sandwiches. I've never had a fish cod type sandwich from Culver's. I always go right for the butter burger because it's called a butter burger. Why the hell am I not going to get something called a butter burger?
Well, according to the commercials for Culver's, they're very delicious fish sandwiches.
Yes, I've seen the commercials many times. I would like to. I enjoy a good fishy sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jill says they have a great cod sandwich. 630 area code says, when our son was 11, he wanted a Baconator. We told him if he hit a home run, we would get one to celebrate. The very next game, he hit one over the fence, and as he rounded first base, he threw his arms in the air and yelled, Baconator! The team never let him live it down. That's fantastic. He was so excited. Even Kerry hit a home run. He was very excited that he was going to consume a Baconator.
I hope that then they nicknamed him Baconator.
See, that's exactly what they should have done. And now coming up to the plate. Now playing third base, batting eighth. I'm sorry, that's insulting. Batting fourth, the Baconator. I assume he's a bad hitter when I bat him eighth. 773 area code says, fries everywhere are too salty. I have a friend that is a manager at McDonald's. She said, anytime you order fries, just say no salt. They take about 3 to 4 minutes more, but you get hot, fresh fries. Then ask for salt packets.
I feel awful doing that, though.
Well, you know what you have to do? What has to be done when you order no fries or no salt on your fries? You know what a pain in the ass it is? And you can't. You can't say, oh, man, no. You have to. I would like some fries with no salt. My doctor says I can't have any salt. Too bad, because it sucks making no salt fries. So.
Well, I'm sorry, but in my head, I would also think maybe you shouldn't be in McDonald's.
Well, yeah.
Getting French fries if your doctor doesn't want salt.
so probably don't get salt
down
on
you.
I don't want
French
salt.
Am I missing something? Don't they just shake it on after the fryer?
Right, so they would have to make fresh ones.
No,
I would feel bad.
You'd have to make fresh. Yeah, but here's what you'd have to do. When you make fresh, I don't know. It might be different now. I worked at McDonald's 35 years ago. Okay, but back then, there is like a you take the basket of fries out, you shake it off, get the oil off, and then you dump it into a bin that has holes in the bottom like a colander. Okay, then you salt it. You salt the bin. You salt the fries in the bin. Take the scooper and mix them up, and then dump the fries in a scooper. Now, when you have to make a batch of fries with no salt, you have to clear out that bin and clean it all. Wipe it down so that there's no salt in that bin at all. Because, you know, you keep using the same bin over and over again. And so that's why they're salty, because there's residual salt all at the bottom of this bin. So that means you have to pull the bin out, wash it, wipe it down, put it back in for this one batch of fries.
See, I'd feel awful.
You should.
I will, and I don't do that, son.
It's a pain in the ass, man. I used to work at McDonald's up front. I worked everywhere at McDonald's, man. I did the register. I did the drive through. I worked in the back.
You know what you do? You just get a big glass of water. Just drink your water.
Yeah. You know, I don't know. The thing is, Esmeralda, you're absolutely right. If you have an issue with salt, you shouldn't be going to fast food places.
Don't be going to
because
get fries.
Not putting salt on the fries is the least of your worries with sodium when it comes to fast food.
Yep.
So, you know what? I'm going to cut back on the salt on my fries, but give me a couple Big Macs. Oh, okay.
No salt.
Okay, leave. I'd like some fast food with no sodium. All right. Yeah. Welcome to Oz. I don't know where you're going to find that. All right, here's what they say for Popeyes, Esmeralda. Let's see if you agree. Your perfect order, a three-piece dinner, sub in an extra breast, mashed potatoes with gravy on the side. Why the hell would you put gravy on the side?
Is that so you can dip it properly into the chicken?
I don't know.
Like, I wonder if you get more if you ask for it on the side, because you don't get that much in the thing for the mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And I like dipping it into the gravy.
Well, the gravy is like that lumpy gravy. Yeah. It's like a lumpy sort of, like, there's chunks of stuff in it.
I think, what? I just had some.
I'm telling
you. Lumpy?
I just
had some on Monday.
I'm telling you. It is, isn't it? I always think you're thinking
the bits of mashed potato, because they pour it on the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed chunky to me. But I will say this. I don't get the mashed potatoes very often because they got the Cajun rice. I get the Cajun rice every time I go to Popeyes.
I know. I love mashed potatoes and gravy too much.
I understand. All right. We have to break here. And then we've got one more place to talk about. And then it's time for Esmeralda and I to face off in pop-up video trivia. Yeah. This is what you typically think you're going to hear on the Nick DiGilio show.
Classing it up.
Yeah. The 980 area code requested Kathleen Battle singing some Handel.
Isn't it Handel?
Yeah. Handel. Like on the end of a knife. Handel.
Like your trucker handle.
That's right, man. Breaker 1-9. All right, it's Wild Card Wednesday, obviously. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. I'm your overnight dude, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every weekday morning. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Steve Grzanich with the opening bell, and then at 6 o'clock, my good friend, the great Steve Cochran, from 6 to 10. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text and Wild Card Wednesday requests, 312-981-7200. Check us out on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page with over 12,000 fans on our Facebook page. We have the most of any show on WGN. We thank you for that. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Don't forget about our podcasts. Every second of this show is podcast and free and downloadable. You can check it out at WGNradio.com for all our podcasts and subscribe at iTunes and such and get it for free. It'll be automatically sent to your device and you can listen at your leisure, bro. Yeah. So we were talking about, we're going to get to, Esmeralda and I are going to battle in the board game version of VH1's pop-up video trivia game, which was given to me by a lovely woman who is a listener of the show and comes to all of my film club screenings. She came last night to see my sold-out, awesome screening of Raiders of the Lost Ark last night. It was so great. And she presented me with this gift. She got it on eBay. I don't know what she paid for it. I don't think she paid a lot. And it is a board game version with pop-up video trivia. And Esmeralda and I, we have talked about our love of pop-up video in the past.
Yes.
And that's why this listener brought this, because she loved the fact that you and I have gone crazy over pop-up video in the past. So that's coming up. But let's finish off the the fast food stuff here real quick. There's actually two more here that I'm going to get to. Burger King, according to this, we've been talking about Thrillist.com got all their editors and writers together, and they each picked what they thought was the perfect meal to order when you go to a fast food place, for each fast food place. Burger King. The best thing to order is the Whopper Value Meal with onion rings and a frozen Fanta Cherry Icy. Well, that sounds basic. Yeah. No substitutions or anything, except, I mean, you get onion rings, I guess, instead of fries, but you can do that. All right, and then finally, Arby's. Oh, Arby's, I love you, Arby's. Oh, how I love you, Arby's. Me and David Putty, we love Arby's. There aren't any left in the world, though. Is the one in the Merchandise Mart still there? That's the one that I used to go to all the time.
I was recently, and I forget if it was there. It might have been, but they're doing a lot of remodeling in there.
Because the one on Randolph is gone. There's one. Is there still one in the basement of the Thompson Center? That food court in the basement of Thompson Center?
That I don't know.
Because there was one there and there was one in Merchandise Mart. Those were the only two that I knew about. And all the ones in the city are gone.
Oh, that makes me sad. I like their deli sandwiches.
The Arby's was good. Arby's is good, man.
Those curly fries.
Curly fries are good. I also like their potato pancakes. I think those are good, too.
Don't they have some sort of onion petal deal?
Wait a minute.
Like a little fried onion thingy.
Do they? You mean like Outback Steakhouse with their bloomin' onion?
Right, but you eat these. They're like little.
I don't know.
Like separate things.
Like onion rings, but they're not onion rings. They're shaped like non-onion rings, like onion scraps.
Oh no, they don't. Where am I thinking? Uh-huh. One of those, whatever.
All right. Well, at Arby's, here's what they say is the perfect meal. Large beef and cheddar meal with curly fries and extra cheese sauce, plus a side order of 4 mozzarella sticks. Jeez, you want to bind yourself up, evidently. Better follow that up with some fiber, my friend. Good Lord. I agree with the beef and cheddar. That's the best sandwich on the Arby's menu. The beef and cheddar is like one of the, I think the beef and cheddar is one of the greatest inventions that the Lord has ever blessed us with.
I like their chicken salad.
The chicken salad is good.
Yeah, it's got grapes in
it. It is good. Yeah, Arby's rules. But I agree with that. Well, that's a little too much cheese for me. I don't think I'd go with the 4 mozzarella sticks, extra cheese sauce, and a beef and cheddar. But the large beef and cheddar meal, that's what you go with. But I always get, I don't get the curly fries. I usually get the potato pancakes. So, all right. Well, there you go. You agree or disagree with some of those? All right, a couple of texts here. 262 area code says, my perfect meal at Portillo's is a Maxwell Street Polish bacon double cheeseburger and order of cheese fries and a vanilla shake.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Good Lord, man.
Even I'm like,
good
whoa.
God almighty.
I usually just get 2 hot dogs and some
fries. I mean,
fries.
What are we talking? Who sent this in? Is Hulk Hogan listening to the show? What? My perfect meal is a Maxwell Street Polish bacon double cheeseburger, order of cheese fries, and a vanilla shake.
I don't think that's that bad.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
I don't know.
I eat a lot, and I even think that's a lot.
Man, that's a lot of food.
You know what it is? It's the vanilla shake that does it.
Yeah, I could see that.
It's too much.
I don't know, man. That's a lot.
I mean, I was at a party on Saturday, and I had two hamburgers, a hot dog. I didn't have the shake. And I had fries. So, I mean, that's the same thing.
Yeah, but I feel like those hamburgers.
It's a bacon, but like it's a bacon double cheeseburger with cheese fries and a Maxwell Street Polish.
I'm with you, 262.
Okay. All right. Steve, the limo driver, says my favorite meal at Burger King is two rodeo cheeseburgers with extra barbecue sauce, small order of fries, onion rings, and then a vanilla shake to drink with a Hershey chocolate pie for dessert.
Oh, boy. You know what? I can't deal with the sweet. I'm not too big on the sweet.
Like dessert stuff?
Yeah, I would rather eat more savory.
Me too. I'm not a big dessert guy. I'm not, and I don't like shakes with food. I can't eat like a burger. And I know everybody, oh, burger and milkshake. No.
See, now you drink milk. That's kind of like amped up milk thing.
No, it's not. I mean, there's milk in it, but there's no ice cream in a glass of milk.
It's made of milk.
And it's partially made of milk. It's also made of, like, you know, syrup and ice cream and, like, a lot of people like, oh, let's put some Oreo bits in it. Glass of milk is a lot different than a milkshake, especially a multi-flavored milkshake.
You wouldn't get the $5 milkshake.
No, I wouldn't get the $5 milkshake. I don't know. I'm just not a guy with the sweets, man. I just... I don't have a sweet tooth. I really don't. When people talk about pigging out on sweet stuff, I can handle a little bit of it. Like, I mean, I like Krispy Kreme donuts. I could eat one of those and be like, I'm done for like 3 days with sweets. But people who pig out I ate 14 gallons of Chunky Monkey yesterday. I don't understand. But if you put something savory in front of me or something salty in front of me, I'll eat that all day. All day. Look, here's 45 pounds of Slim Jims and a bag of Doritos. All right, I'll see you in a month.
Yeah.
That's,
now I like.
You and me are the same on that, in that regard, Esmeralda.